Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm glad Jacob Fry is running. Compared to the city council and some of the other candidates, he's Ronald Bleepin' Reagan. I know some will never forgive him, and I get it, because I crushed him on the radio and on Twitter for his invisibility and what they were able to do the first couple days of George Floyd. But, and that criticism is just, okay? But about halfway through that week, it was clear the numbers weren't there. We'll get to the police station and that awful decision in a second, too. But it was clear that Minneapolis was overwhelmed, from Fry's dialogue to Walls to Arundato to John Harrington. And I think Walls was later than Fry myself. Now, the social experiment to listen to Jeremiah Ellison and others and leave the precinct, and the theory that if you don't protect the police precinct and you don't have the visibility outside and they go away, we called that. Like, so did others, right away. Never, ever was that worth the risk. I know people have tried in other cases, not with a police station. So, yeah, for plenty of people, that's enough. That's their line in the sand. For others, if you've been the mayor since 18, city council since 12, I think, you're going to judge the totality. But I get it. For some people, one decision, one either brilliant decision or one brutal decision, and you don't get past it. For me, I look at his contrast to the city council and the stupefying decisions that many of them offer up on a regular basis. And they are so far to the left and get consumed with other issues which have nothing to do with the city of Minneapolis, continue to make it harder and harder for businesses to flourish, have no interest in compromise. Where I think, I mean, Fry's a liberal. There's no denying that. I'm not suggesting all of a sudden he's Tom Emmer. But compared to the other options, would I like to see multiple Republicans run and force a left-leaning city to move more to the center? Hell yeah, I would. But like a lot of major cities, not all, Minneapolis is a left-leaning city, and it's not changing. And so if you know that, by the way, I hope a prominent Minneapolis center-right person jumps in. But right now, I'm glad Fry is running compared to me, it looks like the viable options are to the left of him. Have somebody run. And again, if it's just, and again, you're allowed to believe in complete conservative principle, but if you're, you know, a complete conservative, you're going to get, you're just not going to win until the makeup of the city changes. And you can argue it'd be better for the city. That's fine. That's a defendable point, but it's just not realistic. He's also announcing this is it. So a third term would be it. There's some strategy in that also, right, Dave, in announcing it. He may think that's what he should do, but he's also doing that to try to garner more votes, correct?
Sure, it's his farewell tour.
Yeah. This is it. Then I'm going to move on, and I don't know where he moves on. Can he win a statewide seat because of the criticism tied to decisions that either happened or didn't happen because of George Floyd? I think it's going to be difficult. I think that's clear. But in a state that continually elects Democrats, the battle probably would be, Dave, realistically, winning the endorsement to get on the ballot to be governor or to be senator or to be attorney general or whatever race he might want to pursue. What is your sense? Because other names may get into it, but what is your sense on Fry? And by the way, I want plenty of text on it. What is your reaction? 651-461-9226. And before you answer, if it's I don't care, well, that's fine. But Minneapolis drives so much of the economy in this state that I think you should care. And if you don't want to come downtown, that's fine. You're missing out. Because in the day, you're completely safe. And there are still major, major parts of Minneapolis which are 100% safe. In the sense of, we've always had crime in big cities. Do we still have too many areas? From the pandemic, from the increase in crime, hell yeah. And it should change. It'll change when we get more officers. That's why the defund the police nonsense was idiotic from the get-go. But for people who will never go downtown, I just think you're missing out. Personally, but you do you. But on the facts of there, you know, there's nowhere to go. That's just not true. What's your sense, Dave?
Well, my sense is the city's never going to elect a Republican mayor. I think it's very clear about that. So, you know, you wish for a center right, that would be great, but that's never going to happen. So if center left is the best we can get for somebody to at least counteract a little bit of the lefty left of the Minneapolis City Council, yeah, Fry seems like a perfectly fine choice. There might be better choices, but when he comes on this show, comes on other shows, he's certainly willing to take a stand on issues that he cares about and that he just thinks the city council is dead wrong on, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that part of him. And, you know, look, he's charismatic. The city's obviously probably a good portion of the city is further left than him. But they voted voted him in two times. So, you know, to say he couldn't win a statewide office because of George Floyd and what happened after that, I think he absolutely could.
Yeah, I think there are plenty of Republicans who live in Minneapolis, but the totality of the Democrats just drowns them out.
Yeah, we saw what happened with the vote yesterday for the Carrie Dietzick seat.
Yeah.
90% to 10%.
Yeah. College campus area, right?
Yeah, obviously.
But, you know,
they're still voters.
They are still voters. Okay, let's pause. What's your reaction to Fry announcing what we knew but making it official? By the way, Jacob Fry was on with Vanita. You can podcast that interview and listen to what Jacob had to say. Just track down the Vanita Show, like all of our shows, anywhere you get your podcasts. 651-461-9226. Tomorrow, we have a quick preview. Paul Offit from Children's Museum in Pennsylvania.
Children's
shown
Hospital.
This show many, many times because of a number of outstanding books he's written, and also his large involvement in vaccines, in particular with childhood vaccines. So after RFK Jr. today was the talk of the country on his testimony, some loving it, some hating it, me just telling you, me, I think it's crystal clear, on a regular basis, RFK Jr. was dodging questions and lying. That's my view. What does Paul Offit think? He is at 12:35. You correct me if I'm wrong on any of these times, Dave Aragon. 105, Jim Pete's on. Wolves tonight in Phoenix. We gave him the option when he's golfing. Who can blame him? So Wolves in Phoenix tonight, then Utah tomorrow. Booker Hodges, the Bloomington police chief, who was excellent on the radio on multiple topics. Booker returns to the show. And then we just put it on cruise control at 2:35 on Thursdays. And Jason, if he's not busy, shows up. Are you planning on showing up tomorrow for your regular highly paid appearance?
Well, I do have a prior engagement. I am speaking over the lunch hour at the Rotary Club in Edina. Yeah. All right.
Those folks who just can't get a break.
When's the last time you went to talk to a local Rotary Club? That's my commitment. My commitment to the community. Giving.
You're doing it to benefit yourself. Okay?
How dare you? How dare you?
I mean, I seek out the truth.
What's your evidence that I'm doing? What benefit is there to me?
Get to hang with the good people of the Rotary Club.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
What do you have to do to be in a Rotary Club?
You got to rotate.
Who is the best rotator? It's got to be Jason, right? Because he rotates opinions on a regular basis.
You never know. That's why you got an
excellent rotation.
You got to keep you listening. That's what my talk is about. Rotating opinions.
Rotating opinions. Very good. Okay, I want to get your thoughts on Fry in a second, but let me read some text here. Yeah. We're talking about Jacob Fry.
I know this was going to be my opening topic, which I had to change thanks to you again.
Sorry.
Happens all the time. You do it at 2:30. I'm like, damn it. That is. The boss came into our office like, oh, did he steal your topic again? I'm like, yes.
Yeah, that's right. I've got cameras. I've got Ring cameras
It's not thievery. It's just we think about the same things that would be interesting. That's all.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Among the texts, Fry is the adult in the room, and I'll be happy to vote for him again. I'm a center-right guy. Don't tell the far left that Fry is picking up a huge part of the business community and a moderate population in the city. Of the voters, Jason,
yeah,
who are going to vote, and who are center-right, when they look at Fry or the city council, they're all voting for Jacob Fry. Now, maybe somebody emerges to the right, but so far that isn't happening.
I think Emily Kosky is trying to play the I'm a non-scary progressive, but maybe a little more progressive than Jacob Fry. We'll see what sort of success she has.
Yep.
But I think she's trying to thread that needle.
I think she is, but I'm stunned by her lack of why she isn't everywhere right now. You know, especially after she announced. There were a lot of us. I talked to a number of people in the media who tried to get a hold of her. Like, where is she? Why isn't she doing stuff? Because she's kind of viewed as the one right now where you're kind of paying attention. I think you nailed it where she stands, but she at least missed one media window. There's more to go.
More to go. A lot of time. But yeah.
Yep. Hey, guys, I think he's really grown in the job better than he was a few years ago. I agree with that. And I'm probably influenced because I'm much more to the right than Jacob Fry is. And I don't know if this has happened solely because of the city council, but on where he stood on business ideas, pushing back at rent control, to me, what looks like a very successful hire in Brian O'Hara, pushing the law enforcement side after he lost a lot of that support because of the letting the precinct burn. I think he is a better mayor than he was years ago. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I think so, too. I think you would expect that, right? I do think it's fair for voters to say what's amazing to me about Jacob Fry is I've thought that he would find a more warm welcome in a state or national race. Because if you look at what he's survived politically, you know, the center of the national uprising on race was here. And then he got reelected. And when everyone was all mad about COVID crackdowns and lockdowns, he got reelected. And you think, like, wow, it's sort of the walls appeal where you understand why people locally maybe have issues. But nationally, you're like, the story for this guy is pretty good. Progressive guy that survived. You're like, all of this stuff.
I think you also have to look at who ran against him.
Oh, right. For sure, but that's not how, that doesn't matter in the national thing. That matters to us analyzing.
It does not,
right?
Yeah. Correct. All right, what do you outside of switching your 305 topic? What do you have coming up?
Chris Lindahl's going to be on the show today. He wrote a tell-all book. Who did anyone see this coming? I did not. So Lindahl's got.
I wrote the foreword.
He's got kind of an amazing story, so he's going to talk about that at 3:35. We're ranking
why outstretched arms are underrated. That's my forward.
We are going to measure his arms and see if he if the billboards are a fraud. We're going to break it down.
What time is Chris?
3:35.
Excellent. Tell him I said hello. Enjoy Jason. He's going to take you home right here on the home of the Minnesota Twins, WCC.